everybody, and a portion of Dvarim. Next week, we're already after Tisha B'Av, after the fast of Tisha B'Av, that taking place on Saturday night, till Sunday night. So the portion of Ele Dvarim, Ele HaDvarim, Ele, those are the thing. Now every time, the Talmud teaches, every time you use the word Ele in the Torah, you've been canceled the other thing that you studied before. So what exactly are we canceling here? You know, what exactly are we canceling? And the idea we need to understand here, that the people that Moses was talking to were different than the people that left Egypt. Because the people who left Egypt all died in the desert. This is a new generation. So now Moses is talking to that generation. The Chidah is telling us, Rabbi Yosef Chaim David Azulai, he said the word Ele is standing for the number 36. So those are the 36 righteous that always live within our universe. Now, what is the 36 righteous? Well, the tradition, the Midrash, the explanation is teaching us that there is always 36 righteous people in the world to keep the world balanced. What are these 36 righteous are doing? They are make sure to justify that there is good into everything. Even if people experience some bad time, they will find the good within us. That's what makes a tzaddik tzaddik. Of course, if you had the merit to serve a tzaddik, to serve a righteous person, there's a tremendous amount of merit in it. Sometimes we serve people that dress like righteous people, but it doesn't mean they're righteous. Sometimes we serve people who don't dress like righteous, but actually more righteous than others. So how do you know who is who? You gotta get lucky. You gotta be chosen for that specific job, because if you're not chosen for that job, and you just keep hoping that you find the right person. Now, if your intention to serve a righteous person and you end up with the wrong person, then it's okay, because your work, your energy, your time that you spend, waste, or invest with that wrong person is still considered like you serve a real person, because you didn't know. I mean, you should find out next time, but you didn't know. So for that reason, the whole concept of tzaddik, like Moses, was basically just before they're going into Israel, Moses started basically criticize them for 36 days as well. Ele is 36 days. When is the criticism start? On Rosh Chodesh Vat, on the beginning of the month of Aquarius. When did Moses die? Zayin Ba'adar. Tell us Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim, right? If you take 30 days from Shvat, that's the month of Shvat, month of Aquarius, you add 6 days, it's Ele, Ele HaDvarim. Those are the things that Moses talked to them about. So he talked to them for 36 days, and in the 37th day, he already was buried and going revealed his full potential, so he will be available and accessible for every human being who want to become spiritual. That's what Orach Chaim is telling us. But everybody agree that basically in those locations that Moses been mentioned in the portion of Dvarim, he mostly talk about location where we as people, I know you can say I wasn't there, but we as people did some serious, selfish mistake. And the reason I use the word serious and selfish mistake is because if you think about all mistake, the core of the mistake, as Rav Ashlag explained so well, is because I'm selfish. Because I'm thinking about myself. Once you think about others for the sake of others, some people think about others for the sake of themselves, but think of others for the sake of others, you're no longer attached to what can go wrong, because you become like the brain who doesn't feel pain, or become like the ends of the endless, or God, the creator, that just share. So that's a change that we want to do. Now Rashi, again, Rashi, commentary on the Torah, also say, the place is mentioned in Dvarim, is the place where Moses is criticized, the Israelite. But again, we need still to understand Okay, where do I start? Where do I start if I want to be part of those Israelites that being criticized and actually being happy about change? Because sometimes when somebody criticizes you, me, us, or when you criticize others, they don't find that fine. They get angry. They avoid you. They run away from you. They're not like saying, hey, this is Monday. You didn't criticize me today. Can we talk about it? No, people usually complain if you criticize too much, you know? Everybody's in a bad mood for all the right reason. You know, your kids, if you have kids, pour all the coffee on your new pants, what are you going to do? Get angry or get excited you have kids? At the sad part, I see it a lot of time, husband, wife getting upset with each other because of coffee or omelette or food getting on their shirt or pants, and then they don't look at the big picture. A shirt, a pants, a car, is that really what your life is about? And I have to say, give compliment to my wife who put me in that perspective. For many years before I met my wife, my perspective was about perfection on all area. But when you go perfection on all area, you get no area at all. But what my wife teach me, focus on the important thing, on priority thing, where you want to be happy. Because if you want to fix everything, you're going to lose on everything. But if you want to fix one thing, love is more important than your dirty car. If your car is dirty, but the love is going, that's what's important. All right. Now we have to get a little bit deeper into understand where we're starting and how do we change if we will be in the desert. What is that we need to do? Because we're all in the desert this week. We all hear the Moses talk, and Moses talked to us, Ele Advarim. So I'm going to Maor-Enayim, and it says like this. Ele Advarim. Tell us Maor-Enayim, Rabbi Mordechai B'Chernovel. It says, Ve'ita b'midrash, Dvarim u'milshon Dvora. I'm reading from page Taf Kufchet, those of you who have the book. Dvarim u'milshon Dvora. Talk or words is from the word of Dvora. Dvora means bee. Bee. You know what the bee is creating? The honey. Ma Dvora zu dufsha lebala v'uktza l'acherim. This bee has honey, but has a sting too. Av Dvivre Torah. The same thing with Torah. לבאר זהו על פעם משה כתוב במשלה. אני בינה לגבורה, שפורשו, כי על פי דרכנו לפי שנודע שאין עדים נתנקים לבשרשם. The only way you can sweet your problem, your issue, things that not working for you, if you bring those judgment into the roots. Into the roots. Which is something that Rabbi Isaac Luria is saying. What is into the roots? If you take the judgment on what we call left column energy, what is it exactly? Well, it's basically two types of energy in the endless. But the way it manifests into our physical world, it's not feeling great. In the upper world, mercy and judgment is ainuach, it's the same. So that's why you're sweetening when you bring it back to where it came from. והתיקון הוא צריך למתקם בחסדים. ואולי מנהם תקים לנו בשורשם, צריך להגביעם. אדולם הבינה שמשם שורש יציאת הקודש בינה מינה דינים דמטרים. אך להבין איך יבין אדולם בינה. How do we do it? How do we elevate all of our sorrow and pain and negativity to בינה? ואופן המתקם, על פי התורה. The way you do it is by study. By study תורה. שנקרא בינה. כמו שכתוב, אני בינה לגבורה. פירוש לגבורה, שכל הגבורות והדינים אי אפשר למתקנים להביאם לתורה, כאן בינה ומתקציב ושורשם. The study of the Torah is not like any other study. When a person study Torah, what happened? The judgment start to be transformed from judgment into sweet. שנודע, כשהאדם לומד התורה, מדבר הדיבורים, when a person study Torah and say the words of the Torah, קודם שמתחיל להבין הדיבורים, מה שמדבר אינו אז, כבחינת מדרגה תחתונה, אולם הדיבור בלי הבנה. In the beginning, when you start studying the Torah, it just come from the universe of talking without understanding. When he starts to understand, then he starts to connect to different levels, to different places. שלמטה בעולם הבינה, עולם הבינה. בכלל שאני תורם במחור הבינה, זה קרה בעולם הבינה. And at that moment that he starts studying in the right way, then is capable to bring all his judgment into Binah through the study, and then he fix all the negativity that he did. And through that, he's able to win, menatzach et hara shebo, win the evil from within, שזהו נקרא תורה לשמה. אז עושים התיקון. That's a way to do your תיקון. You cannot do the תיקון, but try to fight your evil inclination. Think about it. Fighting the evil inclination. Don't you think the evil inclination came up with that idea? Don't you think Satan came up with that idea? You know you have no chance to win. You have no chance to win the evil inclination. And even if you win, it's because the evil inclination let you win, so you feel good about yourself, and then you do worse sin after that. The one thing you should do, use the weapon that don't belong to you. Use the giant weapon. There is a weapon that belongs to a giant. Who is the giant? God, the creator, the Ein Sof. What is his weapon? The Torah. Use this weapon and the evil inclination will disappear. But if you just study Torah and you just study intellectually or just saying words, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. So for that reason, said to us, Me'orenayim, what it say in Masechet Yoma, in the Talmud in Yoma, Zachar ne'esa lo sam chayim, lo zachar ne'esa lo sam mita. If the person married, the Torah becomes the drug of life. If he's not married, the Torah becoming the drug of death. What does that mean? If a person, while he studies Torah, doesn't win his midot, his attribute, to make it slave to the Torah, for example, some of us suffering from lust. Lust for food, lust for drug, lust for sex, lust for kavod, lust for being important, lust for approval. Everybody has their own L-U-S-T. But those things cannot change. Stop fighting it. Study Torah, and through the study Torah, you have to ask the Torah, please help me to transform that. What is lust? Love. What is lust? Love. You have unconditional love to something. But that's unconditional love to something is what can be used as unconditional love to the study of the Torah. If you don't take your negative midot, negative attribute, and use them for the Torah, it's the Torah start to work against you. או שבאים לתקנם, אז בלימודו, שאדם לתורה. ובנם בראשו להיות מבין זו שבא עולם בכוונה, זה יתגבר את עצמו, לחוז בכל המידות, טוב, לתקנן. So the idea is, when you study Torah, you have all kind of negativity to come from every direction to, not to let you win it, not to let you win yourself. You have to be strong. That reason, always study the Torah, always study the Torah, because by studying the Torah, that's a transformation. So, some people are very confused on that. So there is a book from Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, I don't know the name today of the book, it's called Gift of the Bible, Matan Torah in Hebrew. Okay? And he have a discussion on that. What's the difference of kind of spiritual transformation with the Torah and spiritual transformation without the Torah? Let's understand it. After all, our non-profit organization called transformation, vital transformation. Rabim Toim, I'm reading from page Nuntet. Rabim Toim, Umashvi B'Torotenu, Yashal Torah Tabusav. A lot of people think that the Torah is Torah of morality. Olam Zeh Yigya Lahem Mishum Shelo Ta'amu Ta'am Adat Mimem. But it happened to them because they never tested the test of spirituality. V'Korani Aleim Et Amikra Ta'amu Uru Kitov Hashem. And I'm announcing and telling them, Rabbi Ashlag said, taste, and then you will see how much flavor God has. When I mention them, my etika v'adat, the ethics, or maybe the manners and the spirituality mean for the same thing. What is the same thing? Le'romem et ha'adam mezohamat ha'ava atzvit. To elevate the human being from the selfish desire for oneself alone. The narrowness, and from that narrow, of me, and myself, to elevate the person to be capable to love the other person. אולם כל זה רחוקים אחד מהשני כרחוק מחשבת הבריאות ברח מן מחשבת הבריאות. בצטו הסרבה שלהם, something tremendous. The ethics or the manners that you can study in so many organizations without the Torah is far away from the study of the Torah. And he compared it as if the brain of God and the brain of human being. Let's understand why. כי הדת, spirituality, נמשכת במחשבותיו של הבורא יתברך. Spirituality comes from the mind of the creator. ותורת המוסר, the ethics or morality, באה ממחשבות בשר ודם. Coming from humanity. Please remember that, guys. ומניסיונות החיים שלהם. And it's coming from the experience of people. ועל כן עיקר ובולט ההבדל ביניהם. And that's why there is a tremendous amount of difference between the two. And בכל הנקודות שבחינות השיבושיות ואין במטרה הסופית. Whatever the style and whatever the ultimate purpose. כי הכרת הרע והטוב ובדרך כלל בנינו על ידי תורת האתיקה ואין השיבוש. When you start to recognize how selfish you are and how good you need to be based on manners or based on ethics, society ethics, יש לה יחס רלטיבי להצלחת החברה. It has to do with a relative correlation for the success of society, כנודה, מה שאין כאן הדת, which is not the same with spirituality, אשר דבר הכרת טוב ורע מתפתחת בנו מתוך שימושה, יש לה יחס רלטיבי לשם דבר לבדו. In spirituality, you look at yourself not as related to society, you look at yourself as related to the creator. I hope it's clear. It's a very big, tremendous different. And for that reason, you need to have a tzaddik. You need to have a teacher in your life, because the teacher mission, spiritual teacher mission, is to connect you to that relationship between you and the creator. Remember that. יחס רלטיבי לשם יתברך. דנו משינוי הצורה מהיוצר יתברך עד להשוואת הצורה אליו יתברך שקרה דבקות. So the purpose of spirituality is to have דבקות, to have cleaving between me as human to the creator. כמו שהמתברך ללכת במטר תורה. וכן רחוקים עם זה בזה בתחבית. המרחק, עניין המטרה. And the purpose of ethics or manners are, can be the exact opposite of being spiritual. How? But they look the same. They look the same. כי המטרה של תורת האתיקה, the purpose of ethics or manners היא לאושרם של החברה, is for the happiness of society. מבחינת ביקורת התבונה המעשית על קורם ניצול לחיים. That is based on the experience of people of whatever they experience in their life. אשר סוף סוף אין המטרה מבטיחה לעוסק בה שום התעלות כלשהי למעלה במסגרת הטבע. And being in manners and being in ethics doesn't mean, and there is no promise, and you've been elevated to be more spiritual. You might be more kind. You might be more helping more people. But it doesn't make you more spiritual. More spiritual, according to Rav Ashlag in this book, is being more closer to the Creator. Tremendous Havana. I hope you're getting it. Specifically for the book of Dvarim, which is, has to do with all the idea of transformation. כי מי יוכל להוכיח להכיל את מידת הטוב בעדו, בצורה סופית כזאת שיהיה מוכרח בשבילה למעט בוטו, באיזה שיעור של משהו בשביל עושר הרחבה, מה שאין כאן המטרה הדתית והבטחת עושר של האדם עצמו עוסק בה. In society and manners and ethics, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be happy after you take care of everybody. Even if you will be the most generous person, it doesn't promise you to be happy. But when a person eliminates the selfish agenda as related to the creator, that type of transformation promises you the happiness that you need. כי כבר הוכחנו לדעת שביבעת אדם לאהבת זולתו, אז נמצא ישר מבחינת הדבקות, שהשוואת צורה ליוצרה להתברך. When you are practicing loving the neighbor as thyself for the sake of connecting to the creator, then you get closer to the creator. אשר עם יחד עובד האדם בתוך עולמו, עולמו הצער הבלי בעקובים, לנגב ולעולם נצחי, רחב של השפעה לשם יתברך, והשפעה לבריאות. Then what you do? You're doing the ethics in the manners as part of spirituality. Ethics and manners is part of spirituality. But spirituality is not all the time for people who practice ethics and manners are not necessarily spiritual. They can have an agenda. I want to be nice to my street. Cooking rogalach and cake for everybody. Is that make me spiritual? No. I want them to like me. So it doesn't make me spiritual. It makes me just a nice guy. that want to act with ethics and manners. גם תמצא הבדל ניכר ובולט למדי בבחינת התמיכה, כי עסק על פי שיטת תורת האתיקה אינו נתמך לסוד של מציאת חן בעיני הבריות. תן לס רבה שלג, everything about ethics and manners, you have to make sure people like you. ודומה דבר זה כדוגמת שכירות המשתלמת בסוף, and you feel like they're renting you, they hire you, to make them happy. ובהתרגל אדם לעבודה כזו, and as you get used to this type of job, הנה לא יוכל להתעלות גם בדרגות המוסר, כי כבר רגיל, הוא בעבודה כזאת משתלמת את תמי הסביבה. And that moment you're stuck, you cannot elevate yourself spiritually, because all what you care is what your neighbors, your people that you're nice to will say about you. It's a great revelation. As we approach less than 2 months to Rosh Hashanah, ובהתרגל האדם לעבודה כזו, הנה לא יוכל להתעלות. So when you worship people, and you're nice to people, it's good. You can use people as tool to get closer to the Creator. But if people become your purpose, you're missing spirituality. בעסק של תורה ומצוות לעשות דחת רוח ליוצא בלי קבעת פרס. With God, at the moment you're doing good, you study Torah, you're doing the mitzvot, you're doing goodness for the Creator, then step by step you're getting closer. Sharon Adam called the Shuman Dako, because you don't get anything by that. ופרוטה לפרוטה מצטרף לו לחשבון גדול עד שקונה טבע שני שהוא השפעה לזולתו בלי שום בתורות של קבלה עצמית זולת לכך קיומו בלבד. If you study the Torah without benefit for yourself, what end up happening, that Torah change you, and that Torah change you, and now when you work with people, you have no agenda for yourself. ונמצאם באמת שנשתחרר מכל מעשי הבריאה. And at that moment, you release the chain that was holding you prison from the creation. כשאדם מאס כל קבלת ואין נפשו קצה וכל מותרות תנוגים גופנים קטטנים וכבוד. Because when a person start to release himself from immediate pleasure for the body, small or big, or pride, נמצא שבתל חופשים בעולמו של קדוש ברוך הוא, then you have freedom in the world of God. מובטח לו שלא יראה לו כאשר נזק תקלה לעולם. And then it promised you there will be no damage for you. שהרי כל הנזקים מורגשים מהם לאדם רק מבחינת הקבלה עצמית, המודבד בו. What does that mean, there will be no damage? Because all the pain that we feel is we're feeling that pain because we're busy with ourselves. ואבן זה היטב. והנה נתבהר היטב שמטרת הדת עובדת כולה רק לצורך האדם העובד בעוסק בה.
So being spiritual is for you and for you alone. So you can grow from one step to another. To grow again and again to become a better person. But when you become spiritual through the Torah, that make you a better person, then when you're nice to another person, it's coming from a better place without expectation that they're going to like you. So for that reason, somebody pour coffee on your pants, you know that's part of your spiritual journey. But if you just... your spirituality is just being kind to people, then unfortunately that kindness to people come from where? Come from the wrong place, because you want them to like you. So it's almost like they hire you to be kind to them. אולם אין זה לבחינת מעבר אל המטרה נשגבה שהיא השוואה ליצרה. ואם זה מובן גם כן, שמטרת הדת נקבעת בעולם הזה בחיים חיו טוב. אין אתם במאמר את התורה, דבר המטרה. So, that's the important of what Rav Ashlag is telling us about what is that we need to do, you know, about the concept of how to get to places that we are not just worried about the ethics, that we start realize that there is more than just human. It's your relationship to God. It's your relationship to the Creator. That's the beginning of tshuva. That's the beginning of a change. But before we talk about tshuva and talk about how to change, okay? We see that Rav Ashlag mentioned the word kavod. So I'm going to take you into Lekutei Maharan. And in the section is in page Pei Dalet. And the pasuk, it's called Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Atzela. And God built the rib in verse Samech Zayin. And it's like that. A person, I need to understand that his soul is very important. And he has to always be guarded, the soul. And be careful. Me'od shebay ze kavod, tell us the Breslev Rebbe. When you have a new kavod, new pride, new respect, people start respecting you a little bit too much. Then you have to be careful. Why? Because when there is kavod, when people start to respect you, צריך להיזהר ולהישמר. You have to be careful from that. כי אולי בא הכבוד חס ושלום בשביל הסתלקות. Normally, the nefesh of the person, what keeps us alive here, is living from that kavod. But when the kavod, when the pride, the respect is coming from people, that's when the nefesh got to go. The person has to die, God forbid. כדי שיסתלק הנפש על הכבוד, שהיא שורשה. Because where the nefesh come? From the pride. Who is the pride belong to? Hashem, the creator. אך מידה טובה מרובה. ועל כן על פי הרוב בא הכבוד לטובה. The kavod, the pride, is a good thing. But, לנו שבא נפש חדשה אל האדם. That means somebody respects you with the soul. Or you get the new soul. אז היא באה מולבשת בא הכבוד. שיהיה עם כל חי. ועל כן שבא הכבוד חדשה לאדם על פי רוב או לטובה. When people start to respect you, usually it's for the good. לנו שבא נפש חדשה אל האדם, אז זה הכבוד. People respect you, it's come new pride. והכלל, שהכבוד הוא שורש הנפשות. ועל כן לפעמים בא כבוד חדש לאדם בשביל הסתלקות לזה נפש. חז ושלום. Sometimes the pride, the respect, come to the human, come to the person, because that person is about to die. כדי שיסתלק הנפש של הכבוד. אבל על פי רוב, בא הכבוד לטובה. Most of the time, tell us the Breslev, the pride, the respect, come for good. על כן צריכים להיזהר מאוד. כבל הקדושה. So when people respect you, you have to receive it with holiness. I'll tell you what happened to me this Friday, those of you who have been there. So I was invited by our friend for Shabbat Friday. And my son couldn't be there. So I had to be the announcer, the lecturer, Kiddush, everything. My voice disappeared by the Kiddush. Couldn't impress people with my voice. My wife seen me smiling. Why are you smiling? So I'm happy. My voice is gone. I see a few people who came to respect me. I thought the respect is good, so I can give them more Torah, so I can give them more knowledge. But then, the Creator thought different. Less I talk, better it is for them. And that's what happened. And that was wonderful. You can listen to everybody. So, if the kavod need to come, it will come. And he writes like this. How do you fix the kavod? How do you fix the pride, the ego? צריך להעלות את הכבוד, פסוק A, you have to elevate the pride, the kavod, והמלכות מהם, and the physicality of the kavod, וזה נעשה לידי צדקה. And this is happening by charity. When you give charity, you elevate the צדקה, that's a mishle. In the book of mishle, it says, צדקה, תציל, ממוות. כי צדקה היא בחינת חמישה חסדים. כי הצדקה היא בחינת חסד. But tzedakah is coming for mercy. And when a person gives tzedakah, is remove the pride that comes from sitra achra, that comes from azeh panim, v'chozer hakavod el mevinei hadat. Because some people deserve the kavod, deserve the respect. But because of the wrong people, the kavod went to the wrong direction. And when a person gives tzedakah, he transforms that old concept of pride and kavod to go into the right direction. So that's how you do things when you get into the kavod. Now, last thing. How do we go about change? How do we do it? Here we are in the book of Dvarim. Usually in the book of Dvarim, a person has to start thinking about transformation. So here in Orchot Tzadikim, page 186, it's telling us step by step of the change. First step is bringing it from ethics of the father. First rules, you don't have time. If you want to change, the first rules before you change, before you do anything, first put on the wall two words, two ideas, urgency and I don't have time. That's what Pirkei Avot said, if you want to change. If you don't say that verse first, you're not ready to change. Change has to come by urgency. Urgency. Sheni, second. Some people say, you know what? Similar to concept one, I'm going to delay my change, my transformation, my desire to get closer to God. I'm going to make some money. It's saying Kohelet and Rabba, Midrash Rabba. And Adam yotze mize ha'olam v'chatzit ha'avato yubayado. A person is not dying, not even with half of what he wished for himself to have. Mitavel asot matayim. Person have 100, he want 200, 200, he want 400. Always like that. Oef kesef lo yizba, kesef, is it say Kohelet. It's never enough. So stop being attached to when it's going to be good and change. Change today. Shlishi, three. Azman mitmayet, again, the same thing. Time is running by. Melacha meruba, there is a lot of work, spiritual work. Melechet ha-Torah, the work of the Torah. Tikkun ha-Nefesh. Asagot ha-Mahalot, change that we have to do. Fourth, Arevi, shitachel l'taken nafsho, ezecha mitgaber. While you're not fixing yourself, the evil inclination becomes stronger. It's almost like a game. Not enough you're not shooting, not enough you're not scoring, the other team is scoring. וכבר הורגל בעבירות, you already used to the sin. וכל העבירות אין בעיניו כאתר. All the wrong things that the Torah say don't do, you're already doing it. ולא יוכל לתאר את זה. You're not even in the mood to make yourself pure. Because they get used to the sin. Fifth, מי שאינו רוצה להקדים לשוב, אולי לא יאריך ימים. Somebody who doesn't want to initiate change, how does he or she know that they're going to live forever? Sixth, כשיתאחר לשוב יהיו עבודותיו ישנים. When a person tries to change while he's old, the avonot, the sin become old. And the problem with the sin that become old is like something fall in the mud and the mud dry, it's very hard to remove the dry. But if the mud's still wet, you just wash it and it's going to go away. Seven, שהוא בא בימים, when a person gets older and the evil inclination is not strong enough, he will not get the reward for the change. Why? Because he doesn't have desire to do wrong. You only get desire, you only get reward for something you change while you have desire to do it. If you're still angry, you're lucky. Because if you stop being angry, you get rewarded. But if you're not angry anymore, so you don't have anything to overcome. You have to look to all your problems as the biggest blessing in your life, if you want to change. And unfortunately, I see many people ashamed of the problem. All the problems should be your list now. Starting now for Rosh Hashanah and get excited that you have a problem. If you don't have enough problem before Rosh Hashanah, you have a problem. Tell us, Orchot Tzadikim, ואחר שיעלה בלב האדם לעשות תשובה, לא יוכל לעשות תשובה שלמה אם לא ישים על ליבו שבעה דברים. So those seven things you have to think about. Now. And then organize yourself to the next level. And to start that, you have to remove hatred, lashon hara, evil tongue, ego, anger, and work a lot and washing your hand when you come out of the bathroom, washing your hand before you do blessing over the bread, and work on the small thing that relate to the Torah. The second thing, this is a different list. So that was first. Second on this new list, even if you know that you didn't do any sin, and that sin that the Torah talk about, still apologize to God for doing it, because you might talk for somebody else who relate to your soul. Third, You have to believe from the bottom of your heart that there is punishment for the wrong thing you're doing. Because if you don't believe there is punishment, why would you change? You either can change from fear and awe and love. But you cannot have an awe if you don't have fear first. If you drive in an area that you know there is a ticket for $2,000, you can drive more carefully. So the fear and the punishment actually put you in line. Sometimes you need fear of punishment to change. That's number three. Fourth, צריך שידע שכל העבודה שעבר כלומר עבורות גדולות וקטנות, כל המחשבות. The fourth, have to be aware of the sin, the negativity you do. And be aware, your mind, your talk, your action, what are you doing wrong? Fifth, believe that tshuva, repentance, is the cure for everything that you did wrong. Only through tshuva. Tshuva, repentance. But repentance that comes through the Torah. Six, you have to start thinking for all the goodness that the Creator did for you. And then measure the sin and the sweetness of the sin compared to how much goodness you have in your life and how much gratitude you need to have. And the seventh of the change, you have to be strong and ready to suffer a little bit from the bad thing you did and how hard it is for you to let it go. Because once you're doing bad, selfish bad, which is only benefit you, to let go of that selfishness, to let go of that selfishness is a hard thing to do. Reach out to your mentor, to your teacher, even for 10 to 15 minutes, and make sure you start working on yourself before Rosh Hashanah. The time is short. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is when you stand in front of God, you have to be ready to be clean. When you start, already this weekend. That's when you start. All the best, and you have a great, great, great week. Thank you.